Welcome to Jill's Movies and Junk. I'm the notorious J.I.M.
And I'm Julian.
And last episode, you forced me to watch Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. And I forced you to watch Footloose, the remake. All right, let me get to Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. At the start off, I want to explain the movie real quick just to get into it. It's about two guys, Tucker and Dale. And it feels like they don't really actually fight evil, or they don't actually versus evil. It's kind of a horror film, I guess you could say, but it's not really officially a horror film. It mostly deals with two guys who people think, because they're slightly redneck or have that redneck persona, people assume that they're evil and that they're going to hurt these college students. But it turns out the whole time, the college students are basically killing themselves off on accident. It's very interesting, and at times it's very fun. And I actually do get behind Dale. Tucker's kind of just a character is there. He's a cool guy, but Dale's the person who you really gravitate towards because he's such a nice person. He's such a cool person that you really do want to see him, I guess, like, get the girl at the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a little bit confusing with the characters because it starts off in a certain way at the very beginning, showing someone who you don't know who it is that is kind of a killer. At the very beginning, they don't really clarify who he is. And then it kind of goes into the movie. So you think it's going to be a regular slasher film, especially when the kids show up and they go camping. And you think that, okay, a killer's going to show up and start killing the kids off. And Tucker and Dale are going to be blamed for it. But it's not exactly what happens. And of course, at the very end of the movie, you find out one of the kids, whose name is Chad, is psychotic. And goes on a killing spree. That eventually leads to him getting burnt up, which eventually leads to revealing that he was the killer at the very beginning of the movie, the entire time. But it just feels kind of like, I don't know, I really like the movie. It does feel like they never did really take on evil. Maybe I was expecting something totally different from what I got from the movie.
Yeah, I think you took the title too literally.
I took the title too literally. I thought it was going to be a killer out on the loose killing these kids and they're just simply being blamed for it instead of like, the kids are actually killing themselves on accident and they're being blamed for it. I thought it would have been like maybe the last survivors, the sister being killed off by an actual killer. Eventually find out it's not Tucker, it's not Dale, and they have to team up to actually stop what's really out there trying to take them on. I guess I expected way more than what I actually got for the movie. It's nothing to do with the movie. It's not the movie's fault, I guess, like from the title and from what I've heard about it from other people. I expected a totally different film than what I got. And, you know, the college kids weren't likable for me. But then again, at the same time, I hate these kind of movies. Like, not this movie in particular, but movies that deal with stupid kids getting into a situation where they get themselves killed. It's been done too many times in America. That's why I don't watch American horror films most of the time. It's kind of the same thing over and over. These American slasher films. And usually I don't like the kids anyway. But this time it gave me reasons not to like the kids. And they're just unlikable characters, I guess you could say, at the very end. But at the same time, I did enjoy the movie. I did enjoy a lot of the good qualities of it. I enjoyed the story behind it. It was kind of a thin story. But, you know, I did get the sense of what they were trying to do. I felt it was very unique and original. I have never seen anything like this. So I guess in a way, it makes up for the stuff I didn't like about it. It really is a good, fun movie. And we're not rating movies today. We're not going to do that. But I guess it was a good B movie, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
It was a great B movie. I actually recognized Dale. I forgot what else he did. But I know he was on Reaper. Reapers, right? What's the name of the show he was on? The Kevin Smith show?
Oh, Reaper.
Or was it Reaper or Reapers?
I think it was just Reaper. I didn't watch it.
I didn't really watch it that much either. I give it a shot it was Kevin Smith, but then again, I did the same thing for Red State. We see what happened with that. But what are your thoughts about the movie?
See, Tucker and Dale vs. Evil is it's sort of a Cabin in the Woods before there was Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
I guess you have to be a fan of horror to really see all the tropes they're playing with.
Yeah, actually, just in the retro of a moment, I actually did, while I was watching, kind of compare to Cabin in the Woods. So that's actually something I did do. And I would actually prefer to watch Tucker and Dale vs. Evil over Cabin in the Woods again. Cabin in the Woods wasn't a bad movie, but I guess like the ending for me kind of took me out of it, even though it was a bigger budget film. I actually enjoyed Tucker and Dale vs. Evil more. I think it's a better spin. on what they're trying to do.
I mean, they're both trying to do that. Here's all the tropes of a horror movie, and we're going to do them a little bit different.
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to like the kids in the movie, because in a regular horror movie, the teenagers are just there to die.
Yeah, we don't... Me, personally, I don't like them anyway, regardless.
Well, they're not trying to make you like them. They're trying to... they're trying to make Tucker and Dale likable, so...
Yeah.
They're making the kids even worse.
Yes, I got behind them this time, because of the fact that I usually don't like the kids anyway, and they made them not likable, so yeah. So, I was fine with that. I felt like Chad, the main leader of the kids, I guess you could say, was a little too over the top, but I guess for the kind of movie it is, it's fine.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be the bad guy of the film, so...
Yeah, but I could tell immediately there was something wrong with him.
Yeah.
It wasn't that big change, like, you know, from, well, he's a normal kid to he's fucking crazy. It was always like, I know this dude's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, they have a cabin in the woods in the movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, going camping in a weird place. And right in the beginning when they all see each other at the gas station.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're all like treating them like fucking hillbillies and shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, why are these guys so mean to us? Like, in a normal movie, let's say Cabin in the Woods,
yeah,
where they have that scene where they go to a gas station and there's the guy who's being all ominous and shit.
Yeah.
You know, normally, like, let's say with Texas Chainsaw, the remake is another good version of that.
Yeah.
Where they go and it's like, God, everybody's fucking a hick and, you know, it's all scary and shit.
Yeah.
And to Tucker and Dale, they're just going to the gas station. They weren't doing anything weird and scary. They were just buying beer and shit.
They actually do a good job of actually showing both points of views, I guess you could say. Like when Dale goes over to Allison, because, you know, that's the main chick he's into throughout the entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
He goes over to talk to her. He doesn't really talk to girls that much. He actually thinks he's not really intelligent. He has like a confidence problem.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't really know how to talk to chicks. And then Tucker tells him, just go up there to her, you know, say something to her and kind of laugh about it. You know, just kind of make sure you smile and laugh. So he grabs a fucking weapon on accident, not thinking. He goes up to her. He's like, so you're going fishing? And it's so fucking creepy. And you know, he doesn't really mean for this to happen this way. He's really just following what he was told by Tucker. And they take it a certain way. You can see both parts of it, both sides of the story. It's really cool they did that.
Yeah. Like, I also like when the kids are, like, going and killing themselves.
Yeah.
And they're flipping out. They're like, what the hell is going on in the woods?
Like, this, I know what this is. I've seen this before. It's a suicide pact.
Yeah.
They're coming for Allison. Because she didn't want to kill herself. And the whole thing about them finding Allison was pretty cool. The fact that they actually went fishing at night. And they're going to look at some titties because titties are there. Right?
I mean, it is a horror movie.
It is a horror movie. So someone has to show their titties. And it's cool that they use the chick with the biggest boobs to show her titties. But when Allison falls and hits her head, knocks herself out, and Dale saves her, and they're like, we got your friend, and they just all run away from him.
Yeah.
It's just the idea of it. I really did enjoy the movie. It was really fun. It was really fun. I guess I was looking forward to be something else that it wasn't. But what it was pretty cool.
I mean, when I went to see it, I heard, hey, they're going to make fun of horror movies in this film, so... Being a big fan of horror, I recognized all the tropes and the little shit that they did.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just the shit we named. I do feel like the movie kind of loses its way once all the kids are gone and they're sort of just running for it.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of turns into your basic horror movie then. But everything before that is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I also want to add into it, I'm not a big horror fan, so that's probably what reflected my opinion of the film as well. I'll say that. You're more of a bigger horror fan than me. So, you may have enjoyed it. You may have saw a lot of the tropes a little more than me. But at the same time, for what it was, for what I did see, I did enjoy it. I did recognize what they were doing. I saw, like, the both points of views of how they're making these characters creepy. But at the same time, they're not really creepy. What they're doing is really honest.
Yeah.
And I thought it was pretty cool they did that. It was just a really interesting movie. It's a unique movie. It's different from anything I've not seen so far. In that kind of category, I guess you could say.
At the time. I mean, now that Cabin in the Woods is around.
Yeah.
That's sort of more of a, hey, look how goofy horror can be. There's another movie, the Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
I've heard of that. I haven't seen it yet, though.
That's another kind of, like, play around with the tropes of horror movies.
Yeah, so it's cool with it, like, mess around with it. Cabin in the Woods, I liked it. I liked it when I first saw it, but then at the same time, there's so many things, like so many plot holes. I could like to just dissect that movie and just bring up so many questions about that film and decisions they made with that film. It just makes me not enjoy it. But I still love that scene when everything, all hell breaks loose, and when all the elevators open up and just all sorts of monsters everywhere.
And the molesting tree comes out and grabs somebody and shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I still love that scene. That scene made the movie for me. But other than that, it's just, you know, with all the effects, all the money thrown towards it, I think Tucker Dale versus Evil was a more entertaining movie. And it didn't really need that much to be a more entertaining movie for me.
I mean, it could have helped with, like, better, you know, more money thrown at it.
More money thrown at it would have better CG. But there is a scene in which, like, you know, Chad's parents are being killed, and it looks kind of cheesy.
Yeah,
but yeah,
you know, when you make a movie for like $5 million, like what the hell do you expect?
Yeah, so but you know, it didn't take me out of the movie. It was just kind of like, well, they're doing this. I can't fault the movie for not having the money to do better, but for what they did with the money they have, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So do you want to move on to Footloose?
So you saying you want to cut loose?
God damn it. So I watched Footloose, and I took some notes here. I don't know if you want me to read my notes verbatim as I go through the movie.
All right, let me just say this first before you start off. I have not seen this movie. I had no intentions of seeing this movie, but when this movie did come out, I felt that it was no reason for this movie to actually exist. We had a time period which there was nothing but dance movies coming out. And I got really tired of it. I felt like a movie about dancing in an era where there's nothing but movies coming out about dancing, in a way it fit that time, but there's no way to make it, that's like, there's no way it could be good.
Yeah, but 2011 wasn't the movie of nothing but dance films. Like, even before that, when was the first Step Up? Like 2007 or something like that?
I don't know when. I haven't really followed it, but I know there was,
you know, High School Musical was also around. It's not like it was a new concept in 2011.
No, I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying it's the idea of, it's around that area, but it's still going strong, I guess you could say. So I felt like it'll blend in with it. It won't be anything different from it to make it really a wordy remake. Like, why would you remake this?
I think we were stepping up to the streets.
Yeah, we're stepping up to the streets around that time. Now there's a revolution going on, I guess.
Yeah, last year was the revolution.
Yeah, so I didn't really know how it fits, basically, is what I'm trying to say. I felt there's no reason to remake a dancing film in this era where there's nothing but dancing films mostly coming out, or they've been out. If everything would have died down a little bit more and it would have released its film, I would have paid more attention to it, I guess you could say. All the ideas, I took it as a cash-in, I guess you could say.
Well, it was also the time of remakes.
Yeah, it was also a time of remakes. So it actually makes sense for them to really push this movie out financially, but I just couldn't imagine it being a good film because I felt like it was more of a cash grab, but that's it. All right, let's get into the movie.
So I guess I'll just like quickly sum up the movie. If you've seen the original Footloose, it's pretty much the same story. There's a preacher's son dies in a car accident from coming home from a dance. He outlaws dancing in a town. This kid moves in from somewhere else.
So he's like, he's never going to dance again. These guilty feet have got no rhythm.
Yes. And it's not easy to pretend, you know, even though everyone knows he's not a fool.
Yeah.
You know, but he should have known better than to mistreat a friend. You know, this wasted chance that he was given. So, because of that, the kids are never going to dance again.
The way he danced with you?
Do, 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 do. And new kid comes to town, thinks the outlaw dancing thing is fucking retarded. Or since he's from Boston, he thinks it's fucking retarded.
It's fucking retarded. I gotta cut loose to this.
Where's that from? Where's that? What part of the country is that?
I don't know. I don't do Boston accents real good. What was that?
You know, he meets the preacher's daughter. Everything's fine. They dance. And it's pretty much the same movie. There's really not too much new about it. And I feel like the original, pretty fucking dumb when you think about it.
Yeah.
And this one, equally dumb. Like, it's, I guess it all depends on, I would say, how old you are. Me reviewing it, I feel like an old man because the original came out in 84.
Yeah.
And like now in 2013, I'm reviewing it, so almost 20 years later. Like I don't know. Like, how indignant can I be about a fucking 20-year-old movie that I didn't really love to begin with?
Yeah.
So I feel like I didn't love fucking Footloose to begin with. I don't hate it. And I, like, just imagine Footloose, the original, coming out now, and it's sort of the same shit we have now. Like, it's not bad. It's not offensive. But it's not a movie I liked or loved or anything. And I feel like maybe the younger you are, you'll have more enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
So, personally, I wouldn't watch it. It's not worth anything. It's forgettable. But it's not terrible. Like, I don't know.
So, it actually did live up to the original, I guess you could say.
No.
It didn't live up to the original?
No. Like, it's 2 hours long, the remake. Fucking the original was like 1 hour and 20 minutes.
So, they had to flesh it out a little more is what they did.
Yeah, in like retarded ways. And fucking retarded ways. Because we're fucking from Boston.
I don't know where the fuck I'm from, man.
I still don't know. But. Jesus. But. Just because I was like doing this and I didn't want to do it and shit, I decided I would take notes. Because I knew for a fact I was going to forget everything about the movie.
It was that, so it really was literally forgettable.
Yeah, like halfway through I was like, who cares? Like. Like, I spent every moment of the movie waiting for them to cut loose, and they just never do. Like, I'm gonna ruin it now. There's maybe 3 dance scenes in the whole movie.
Really?
I would say, like, okay, not counting the opening credits where they're dancing.
Well, it's kind of the original, I guess, right?
Yeah, it was just feet dancing and moving around and shit.
It's like the original, yeah.
Over the Footloose song, which they used twice in this movie. I'll get into that.
They use the original, or did they actually break, like, do like a cover of it because it's a remake?
They did both. Which I was going to get into. Thank you. Oh. Thanks for ruining that.
Oh, well.
So anyways. God, thanks a lot. Anyways. So not including the original or the opening where they're dancing. There's a dance scene at a drive-in. The main character angrily dances. He dances away his problems, which I'll get into later. And there's a big closing number where everybody cuts loose.
First, I want to say, I'm sorry.
And in two,
I want to apologize for making you watch this movie.
In fucking 2 hours, there's only 3 goddamn dance numbers. Like, at least the step-ups have, like, 5 dance scenes. I at least know what I'm getting into with step-up. I know there's going to be some dancing, and maybe even dancing worth watching. So because I knew I wasn't going to remember anything about the stupid movie, I took a bunch of notes. And I guess I'll kind of go through the movie and read the notes as I wrote them. Just because, like, fuck it, why not? I wrote them down.
You wrote them down, why not? You typed them out, too.
Yeah. To help me, like, remember. Because what the fuck was I gonna... Like, it was, what the hell am I gonna do while watching Footloose? I know what's gonna happen. You know, like, I don't know. It was one of those, what am I gonna do? Well, yeah. What else do I have? So, my first note is, these kids really love Kenny Loggins' Footloose. Like, I have no idea why the opening started with the original Footloose. Like, I guess because the first movie did.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they're dancing, it's like a modern dance thing going on. Like, yeah. You know, they're not 80s dancing. They're, you know, ass shaking and stuff.
Yeah.
But to Footloose, the song Footloose, I mean, in this day and age, I dare you to go to a club, wait around all day, and they'll never play Footloose ever. I mean, it might happen now because somebody heard this just to prove me wrong.
Like, oh yeah, I'll play it, see?
Yes, thank you, old-timey prospector. Like, thank you, Old West villain. the next note I have is...
Oh, wait, let's go back to that. So you said they did actually do a remake of, well, a cover of it. Do you know who did the cover?
No.
But how's the cover sound?
Well, that is actually my last note.
Okay.
So thank you again for that.
Oh, God damn it. I guess, like, I really want to know if a remake had a cover to go along with it. Go ahead.
If everything was remade, the movie and the song?
Yeah, the movie and the song.
It was. I could look up the cover if you want.
Nah, but nobody really gives a shit.
No, I wouldn't give a shit about it
either. Yeah. So, all right, go ahead.
So they're driving home. They're singing Footloose in the car while they're fucking driving.
What?
And...
Just because you don't know what movie it is you're watching, it's Footloose.
And out of nowhere, a bus or an 18-wheeler fucking hits them and they die.
Really?
And it was the funniest shit. Like, I think I laughed out loud. for like a good 30 seconds.
Is that the main cast? Is like some other kids?
It's the very beginning. It's the preacher's son who is going to ban dancing.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's the setup to why he doesn't like dancing anymore. And the God, the accident was so funny. Like, I don't know if I've seen a bus hit or an 18-wheeler hit somebody that was so hilarious in my entire life. And
this is kind of the last thing to sing for you. Well, why would you even sing that? It kind of makes it into like...
I mean, I guess I understand it because fucking Journey kind of came back in an ironic way and shit.
Yeah.
So maybe, but I also have more notes about this later. I have these laws shouldn't pass in this day and age. Which, it really doesn't seem like somebody would go, in 2011, we should ban dancing. The evils of dancing.
Yeah, it's in 1984, right?
Well,
it would actually make more sense versus, you know, 2011 someone to say, oh, we can't dance anymore.
Like, maybe in the 80s you still had that small town America and shit.
Yeah.
But in the movie, they're like, oh, you think we're just a bunch of hicks? We got the internet and all this other shit, and, you know, we're just like everybody else. But everybody else didn't ban dancing like a couple of fucking dumbasses. Like, you're not like everybody else. You're, you know, 30 years behind the rest of the world. So, you know, there's somebody in India right now who's dancing it up because they don't have dumb laws like this.
They're not, you know, cutting loose in India, but it's something they're doing.
Are we going to do this the whole episode?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. But let me just get into this. I think, personally, some of the things that's in the original just does not translate well into modern day. But they did it anyway because, you know, they love money.
I mean, like I've said, the original banning and dancing was dumb. But, you know, that's the conceit of the movie. And you kind of go with it because it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said about this movie, this isn't a big deal. Like, after today, I'll probably never talk about Footloose ever again in my life. The original, the remake, the song by Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
It's no Danger Zone, I'll tell you that.
No, it's not.
And, which I'll play every time I work out and shit.
I play it every time I'm about to have sex.
And it just doesn't seem like the fucking law should pass. And as I get further into the notes, there's a lot of things about this. Like, okay, once again, I'll state the only reason I'm mocking the film so much is because I would have nothing else to say about it. I would be like, it's not for me. The original Footloose, I would say, is the better Footloose because it's shorter.
basically, right?
The dancing seems a lot more like whatever in that one. Like, it seems like it's not the greatest dancing, but if you just want stupid dancing, that's your answer. And I feel like if you're a young kid, like if you're 13 and you're watching this Footloose, you're probably not going to be too upset by it. But as like a 28-year-old, I don't need to watch this shit. Like, I got plenty of other dancing films I can watch. I can watch Breakin' if I want to see somebody dance. I can see Jean-Claude in the background doing that weird...
That weird, hit. Like, shuffle clap.
Yeah.
Have you seen a montage of Van Damme just dancing throughout his career?
Yeah.
Just doing all these dumb dances throughout his entire career.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. My favorite one, he does a split, he comes back up, shakes his ass, and does a split again.
Doesn't he clap in that one, too?
I think so. Yeah, he does. He claps
I feel like the clap is his go-to.
Yeah, that's his old man shuffle clap thing.
It's all they do in Brussels. Where's that? France? I don't know. Fuck it.
Yeah.
So my next note is they misspelled Beaumont. Because they spell it B-O-M-O-N-T.
Beaumont.
Yeah, so it's Beaumont.
It sounds like the way you pronounce it, pretty much.
I mean, it's Beaumont, Georgia. So Maybelline. Wow, what the
Maybelline.
Fuck is...
Maybe it's Maybelline?
So maybe the way we spell it here in Texas, because we have a Beaumont, Texas.
Yeah.
It's not the same, but to me, it looks like they spelled it wrong. And it's fucking down.
You do any research on it?
I think it turned out to be a real place.
Like, Beaumont spelled like that?
I don't know. Like, I didn't care. Did I put any research into it? I Googled it. The first thing that came up was Footloose, and then I didn't look any further. Because I didn't give a fuck.
It could be a made-up town. I guess it could be a made-up town, simply because of the fact that it's ridiculous for...
Like Shermer, Illinois?
Yeah.
Or Sherman, Illinois?
Yeah.
I don't... Maybe. Okay. I have world's most responsible teenager. Because when the main character, Ren, first shows up to his uncle's house...
Yeah.
They're all like, I know you took care of your mama when she was dying of cancer. and you held the family together. And he's like, look, I don't want any handouts. I'm going to work my way through this. I'm going to cook and clean and wash dishes. And it's like, who the fuck are you talking to? Like, yeah. you're a goddamn high schooler who just lost his mom. Shouldn't you be angry at the world? Yeah. Not fucking trying to, like, save starving kids in Africa and all this other responsible shit? Get out of here, kid. Like, come on, man. Like I said, it was just acting like the world's most responsible teenager.
It was a little too much, right?
And it was literally like three lines. So I'm making a big deal about nothing. I will continue to say the only thing I had was to make fun of the film because it's so fucking forgettable.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sound like I'm super harsh on the film.
But really, you're just making the film interesting. I didn't really pick up an interesting movie for you to watch, to be honest. No. I chose it simply because I always wanted to know if it was actually any good as a remake and not just a cash grab, I guess you could say.
Is it any good as a remake? Not really. It's no fucking The Hills Have Eyes or something.
Yeah.
You know, even something like, I'm going to bring up another horror movie, but Let the Right One In, that remake, Let Me In.
Yeah.
I think is even better than Footloose. Like, they're sort of one-to-one remake. That was sort of a one-to-one remake. But it was done well enough to where it could stand on its own. But, yeah. Like, the Footloose remake doesn't... It doesn't do enough original things you give a shit about to want to, like, watch it again or even watch it for the first time.
So nothing warrants a repeat, I guess you could say.
Yeah. It's not awful. It's not for me. It's not good either.
It's a date movie that you'll probably take your girlfriend to or the chick you're dating or going out to try to get laid or whatever with. And just endure, basically.
I guess. I don't know why you'd want to watch it at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, there's an audience for it somewhere. Someone likes dancing.
And if you do, there's anything better than Footloose. I haven't even talked about dancing yet. Keep that in mind.
That's about, yeah, you didn't even talk about dancing.
So the next thing I have is, what's with Bang Your Head in this movie? So they have Quiet Riot's Bang Your Head. So we had Kenny Loggins' Footloose, Bang Your Head. I thought, are they going to go for an all 80s soundtrack in this day and age? It seems like you would want to do that, but, you know, do kids these days know kind of an 80s songs? I'm sure they know some, but...
Probably not.
I feel like you wouldn't want to populate your film with it. I was like, that's two 80s songs in a row. Like, are you going to do nothing but 80s songs? Like, I didn't really get the feel of what the movie was going to do.
Yeah.
The next thing I have here is, this girl's friend really cares. Too much, maybe.
Okay.
So the main girl, who is the preacher's daughter, is dating this guy who his dad owns like a racetrack because they're hillbillies that way.
Okay.
And I guess he's supposed to be like the bad boy, but who gives a shit about this dude? He's not. They don't really build him up enough to be anything other than like some asshole.
Yeah.
So when we first see them, he's going around a track. Her and her friend are sitting in the stands. And she's all like, oh, it's... I don't even know the dude's name. Tom, we'll call him.
Alright.
And
it's Tom.
She's like, oh, it's Tom. She runs out onto the track. He's already stopped. She runs out onto the track to, like, go talk to him. And her friend's like, no, you're gonna get in trouble. No. No, it's not safe. And it's like, the race is over with. You can go run onto the track. Nothing's happening. Like, her friend just cared so much about, like, this girl not talking to what was clearly her boyfriend and had been her boyfriend for a while.
You think it was, like, Butters caring? Like, I don't know, guys. We might get in trouble.
It seemed like it was kind of like, yeah, maybe a little too, like, I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble.
I don't want to make our parents mad.
But, Oh, okay, so my next comment is, fuck you, MTV Productions, and your stupid-ass soundtrack.
Okay.
Because they don't go the 80s music rap. So, the whole time, I originally thought, are they going to do a lot of 80s music? Like, that would be cool. It would be cool for me. It might not be cool for the audience. And after Quiet Riot, there is no more 80s music whatsoever. It's all like these fucking... I don't even want to say hipster bands like fucking Mumford and Sons. But it's like all these bands I've never heard of and like kind of rap songs from like shit people I've never heard of. And
everything kind of sounds the same, I guess, in a way.
I don't know. I tuned it all out. It was just whatever. It was a whatever-ass soundtrack I was not interested in. Like I said, I'm going to sound like an old man because I've seen the original and like it a lot more than this. And it's got music I don't like. the music's too damn loud and all kinds of shit like that. And it was just, the music was so fucking stupid to me. Like, I just...
Wait, what about the music placing, I guess, in the movie?
It's just all over the place.
Like it's just throwing it, like, every scene. Because I've seen movies before where it seems like every scene has a song in the background.
Yeah, it's pretty much like that. And it, like I said, it has times where they have rap songs that don't really call for rap songs.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. It's just fucking... It's dumb. It's dumb to me.
So, it's...
I hate everything, and everything's stupid to me.
It's a stupidly scored, is what you're saying.
I mean, maybe it's not. Music. Like I said, it's just not for me. It's a movie that's not for me, and of course it's going to have music that's not for me.
Yeah.
I'm sure when I was, like, a kid, you know, in, like, the mid-90s, like, let's take The Crow.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody who was in their 30s watching The Crow was like, what the fuck? Why is The Cure in this?
Yeah.
I don't know why they're, like, a Southern hillbilly, but... Yeah. Fuck it. STP, what is that? But it's like, I can imagine that happening for like an older person. They're watching The Crow and they're like, I just don't get this music.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that for me at the same time. I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
Now, I know a lot of movies of now, I guess you could say, that should have a lot of these bullshit soundtracks that we don't really care about.
And I don't know. Like, I feel like some soundtracks are alright. I always point to, Paul Oakenfold being in The Bourne Legacy. What's the first one? The Bourne Identity.
Yeah, that didn't really fit. It immediately brought me into Dance Dance Revolution.
Well, not only that, but like this car chase that wasn't going really fast, they started playing Ready Steady Go, and it was like do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. Like it was like elevator music, and it's like, this isn't fast music.
Yeah, I mean, I remember for Dance Dance Revolution, like that was my first time actually hearing this song. And outside of the game, I would have never listened to any of his music, to be honest. I'm not saying he's a bad artist or whatever.
You're not a big House fan?
Yeah, I'm not really the biggest House fan, I guess you could say.
Alright, my next note is, this town shouldn't have this many black people for how racist it feels.
What? Is there a lot of black people?
Okay, you have to understand that in the beginning of this movie, they pass the law to fucking ban dancing.
Yeah.
It seems they show you like an old kind of like, it's all dirt roads and these old timey looking buildings. It looks like the set of fucking The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly or something like that. Yeah. It looks like an old western town.
Yeah.
So you would think, of course they're fucking backwards and hillbillies and shit. That's the only way they'll pass a fucking law like this in this day and age.
Yeah.
So you kind of get the feel like, oh man, they're fucking racist. They're fucking, you know.
Yeah, it's not really a good place to live.
Yeah, and that's why they can do some bullshit like this. That's why the preacher can just, I guess, tell the mayor to fucking pass a law. Like,
and the mayor just fucking does it.
Yeah, because God, you know, because of Jesus and all.
Jesus.
And I kind of made up my mind. All right, this is a racist town and it's awful.
Yeah.
Which I guess was pretty not fair, but it was the only way the law made sense to me.
Yeah.
And they get to a scene where they go to an old drive-in, and it's just, like, everyone's hanging out, like, together naturally. Like, it's, you know, Martin Luther King's dream come to life. Little black boys and little black girls, or little white girls, are holding hands and going into infamy or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember it. I mean, I'm not in school anymore, so I don't need to memorize it.
I don't need to remember all this anymore.
But yeah, it's just like, so the guy who runs the drive-in is this old black man, and someone like hands him a CD, and he's all like, "Is this better not be any of that weak shit I was playing last week?" Like, he was just like suddenly hood out of nowhere, living in this fucking one-horse town. Literally one-horse town. Because I think I saw only one horse in the entire film. And, and it's like, how the fuck, like, it just did, it seemed very out of place for a weird reason.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, it's not really, because any normal town would have a healthy mix of people, but it just didn't feel like, I felt like this was supposed to be some shitty-ass town.
It feels like, from the way you describe it, it feels like a town like this shouldn't have a mixture of a bunch of people, simply because it would be harder to tell everyone, hey, dance is outlawed.
Yeah.
Unless everybody kind of thought the same, I guess you could say.
Like, are you really going to tell fucking some Latino guy to stop dancing around? No. He'll stab you. I swear to God, he'll stab you.
That's fucking racist.
Is it? You know what? You show me a Mexican guy who can't dance, and I'll show you a Filipino.
Okay.
Is that racist?
that's very racist.
No, but really, it's, I mean, clearly the reason for having a mix of people, and when I say a mix of people, I mean black and white, because there's no Mexicans.
Yeah.
And because fuck that.
Yeah.
Look, Georgia, it took them a long time to finally let, like, African-Americans in there, kind of mix around. Yeah. It's going to take even longer for the Mexicans to get in there, kind of place a foothold. There's no Mexican restaurants.
No, it's not.
I didn't see a single Taco Bell, so they're not even anywhere close to being, like, iffy about it.
Well, just to stray out for a brief moment, just go into that for a moment. We live in Texas, and I've noticed a lot of times there are a lot of Hispanics who don't know English, or they don't feel the need to learn it.
Oh, you're really going to get into this on Footloose? No. I feel like this is a tangent we don't need.
No. You're already racist.
No, you can cut that out.
I had to cut off the Jew stuff last time.
You can cut that out, too.
No, I'm just saying.
I just feel like this is unnecessary. Like, no. All the racist shit was just to make you laugh.
No,
not,
no.
Not to be in the episode.
No, I'm just saying. There are some that don't know English. They don't feel the need to learn English because of where they live, the area they live at. And it's a lot more accessible for them to get by without, you know, learning English. But if you take that away and put them in an area like Georgia, I guess that shit doesn't fly.
And so, doesn't you heard all. It here first, everybody. Jim Lewis, one of the watchmen, watching the border.
No! I love everybody. Everybody loves me, hopefully. So I can see, like, the idea of, like, the whole town not being fully mixed, I guess you could say.
Can you, though? That's still weird.
Well, I'm just saying, it's the idea of it, because, you know, they're already not tolerant. It took a while for blacks to come in.
Not really. Okay, see, the thing is, it's a black director, the same guy who did Hustle and Flow, which I think was set in Georgia.
Yeah.
And he did Black Snake Moan.
Well, I guess in a way, now I think about it, but, with Atlanta, how it's become a big thing in rap music nowadays.
Well, Atlanta's always been there. I mean, it's not weird. It's just, for this weird small town, it felt like, you know, well, what are we doing here, guys?
Like, it makes no sense, I guess you could say. It, like, seems like it would be a sectioned off area, I guess you could say, where it's nothing but mostly Caucasian, I guess you could say.
Are you really telling me that there's, like, I can understand, cut this all out, I can understand a bunch of white guys with no rhythm going, let's not put any dancing in this area.
I'm leaving it in.
Oh, my God.
I'm leaving it in.
No, you got to cut it out.
No, I'm leaving it in.
No, but
that shows we make fun of everybody. Everyone gets it.
It just feels like there's no young kids,
yeah,
who are going to be like, this is fucking stupid. Clearly, they put a mix of people in there because they need people who are going to dance. They need actual dancers, because this is where we get one of our dance scenes. And, you know, they need people in the background who can actually dance.
Let me ask you this. There's like, so that's probably what happened in the movie, like you said. But let me ask you this. Those three dance scenes they have, are they too well coordinated for the fact that no one's on the dance?
Yeah, but it's like, isn't that the reason you're going into this movie?
Yeah,
I don't get pissed off when I see Step Up and everyone's doing shit and like to the rhythm and, you know, in time and shit.
Yeah, but it kind of makes me wonder: is there like a secret group that gets together at night and just dance?
Yeah, like, they practice in a loft and shit. Somewhere.
Like Prohibition, I guess, to get together and just
to speakeasy of dance. Yeah. They got underground guys bringing in tap shoes and shit.
Yeah. But
I got those shoes, man. Size 9, size 10, what you need? But my next note is, he said jump back. Because someone's like, you can't do that. And he goes, jump back.
What? I hadn't even heard that before.
It's from the original. It's something Kevin Bacon said in the original.
I can't even remember.
And it was just
for the original Footloose.
I mean, me too, but I remember that. It was just weird for him to suddenly like throw in a line from the original.
You think he was trying to do the original justice as much as possible, but it was just kind of hard because it just does not fit in this time.
It's maybe it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
My next note is, the preacher's daughter is trying to act innocent, but really looks like a giant whore.
A giant whore.
I mean, that was kind of hyperbole, but
I get what you're saying.
She's, like, walking around in shorts that are, like, super short to where the pockets are coming out of the bottom. You know, she's shaking her ass in front of everybody for everyone to see. She's always, like, like, throughout the movie, she's always like, you think I'm some sort of slut, huh? People come out here to fuck. Like, it's like her line from line to line doesn't make any sense. Like, she's trying to, like, be like, I'm not as bad as you think I am, but I come out here and make out with dudes all the time. And it's like, look, you can't be both, lady. You can't give me I'm really innocent and then fucking go and try to, like, grind up on the main character, Rin, to make your boyfriend jealous. That's not something an innocent girl would do. Clearly you know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, you're using sex as a weapon, but you're innocent.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fine, but it's just, like, it's a very big contradiction in the film I saw.
They took it out of the movie every time she did it?
No, because I didn't give a fuck. Like,
I'm actually thinking you're actually somewhat invested in the movie, I guess. I keep forgetting that.
No, like I said, I'm just pointing out things because without mocking everything I could, I would have nothing to talk about. All right. My next thing is, how old is everyone? Now, her boyfriend, who doesn't go to school with them, is like, his dad owns the racetrack. He's a race car driver, I guess.
Yeah.
And he kind of hangs out with his own group of dudes. But he doesn't go to school. Keep in mind, everyone's high school age.
Yeah.
He doesn't go to school with any of them. So he must be, like, in his 20s. But he doesn't look any older than anybody else.
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, everybody looks like they're 20-something, but they're all playing high schoolers.
I see what you mean.
It's just, like, I didn't get a good feeling for how old this guy's supposed to be compared to everyone else. Okay, my next note is, bus racing is cool, but if you can catch up on foot, how fast are they really going?
That happens?
There's a school bus race.
This movie's everywhere, it seems.
In this movie. Now, I thank God that there was a school bus race in this goddamn movie. Because I would have, like, literally just had it playing in the background while I, like, looked up whatever the fuck online.
Yeah.
While I was like, you know, what did Bebop and Rocksteady do in this episode of Ninja Turtles? Like, what are they doing on Wikipedia? Let me check this out. But the school bus race brought me back in, at least for a few minutes. And they give you the idea that they're going pretty fast. But at one point, like, one of the guys' school bus catches on fire, and his friends are like, oh no, and they literally run up beside the bus and just jump on. And that makes me think, so were they going 10 the whole time? Like, were they not really going fast? What kind of race was this?
Why did he catch fire?
Because he, like, bumped somebody else off of the track, and like, their car caught fire.
Yeah,
I don't know, it was dumb. Like, who cares? You know, my famous line for fucking Footloose, who cares? Who cares? Okay, the stupid library joint scene was fucking dumb.
They smoke a joint in the library?
Okay, so the fat kid who was at the school bus race meets Ren, the main character, in the library, and he was like, hey man, that was cool. Like, you smoke weed? You get high? At first he was like, you get high, and I thought he was gonna say, because I got a whole bunch of crystal meth to sell.
Yeah.
Because it looks like that kind of town.
Yeah.
You know, where meth is just running wild. Like Hulkamania. It's fucking running wild. But no, he pulls out like a little pinner joint, like thinly rolled ass joint, and just like gives it to the kid, gives it to Ren, and Ren runs and flushes it down the toilet.
What? Why does that happen?
And that's why I said it was fucking dumb, because why did it need to be in the movie? The town already distrusted him because he was new and he was driving around in his Volkswagen Bug, playing loud, Quiet Riot music.
Maybe that shows he's a badass, I guess.
He's a fucking rebel, man. You didn't know that?
This is a Quiet Riot.
I mean, they're not exactly a Quiet Riot in real life. They're actually pretty loud.
Pretty fucking loud.
Which he gets pulled over and gets a ticket for being loud.
Yeah.
And it was
badass, huh?
Fucking badass. Yeah. You didn't know? But it was there just to be like, hey, the town doesn't trust this kid. They already didn't trust this kid.
Yeah.
Did we need this fucking scene? No. It was, I don't know, maybe it was there for the director to be like, kids are smoking weed these days. Maybe we should reference that.
Guess what? Kids are smoking weed in the 70s, so.
Yeah, you know what? They were smoking weed in, like, before that.
Before that.
You know, they were smoking jazz cigarettes in the 30s.
Yeah.
And, oh man. I'll let that joke die.
Oh yeah, some more.
Yeah, about jazz cigarettes. Because Okay, fuck it, I'll say it.
Go ahead.
Cut this out.
No, it's going to be in.
I won't say it.
Ah, God damn it. All right, I'm going to cut it out.
All right. I was watching this thing, this documentary about weed, and this old white lady was like, I used to hang out with the Negro musicians and smoke all those jazz cigarettes. And I was like, this lady's fucking lying. She just wanted big dick in her life and shit. It was her excuse, like the jazz cigarettes were her excuse for why she like wanted the big one and shit. It just made me laugh.
I'm leaving it in.
No!
That way we officially offended everyone.
We've been offended.
So far. You know what? We haven't. Fuck you, Asians. All right, that we're right. That we're cool.
I'm not getting on that bus. I'm not getting on that slow bus race. But, okay, my next note is, yeah, dance the anger away. We finally get the big, like, scene from the original where he gets pissed off and goes dancing around in the abandoned, I don't know, mill or something? I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But unlike, you know, the original where he's kind of just dancing and moving around in a train yard, mm-hmm. this guy's, like, doing spins on one foot and fucking doing gymnastics like the girl from Jurassic Park 2 and shit. And it's like, you know what, the song isn't really making me want to dance. His dance moves don't look like he's angry. It looks like he's trying to audition for Who Wants to Dance or something like that. He was doing too many ballet moves to be a man who's upset. Like, at least Kevin Bacon was like doing air punches and shit as he was dancing to like show he was pissed off. This guy was like, motherfuckers, plie, you know, split, fucking, come on, man. That's not angry. My next line was the music and moves aren't helping.
Yeah.
You know, his dancing the anger away. Okay. My next note, she's sick of her boyfriend treating her like dirt, but until Rin showed up, she seemed to like it. So, the main girl, like I said, with her boyfriend who's the race car driver.
Yeah.
After her friend's like, no, don't do that, you're gonna get in trouble.
Yeah.
They, like, go to his, like, car or wherever he's, like, his trailer where he's setting the car up. And they're making out and he's trying to go hand in the pants. And she's like, no, not yet.
Yeah.
And he's all like, well, I don't keep you around for any other reason. Like, he's kind of telling her right now, like, hey, I'm just down to fuck and that's about it.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder how long they've been together and he hasn't got it yet.
Well, I'll get to that later. Okay. But, like, he makes it pretty obvious, I'm just using you.
Yeah.
And all that. But every time they show her, she's with him. And she's all up on him and shit like that. It's like, I don't know. It just seems like clearly they're painting this guy to be a giant asshole.
Yeah.
And she seems to have no problem with it whatsoever. Up until the point where Ren's like, you know, this dude's an asshole. And she's like, oh my god, you're right. He was an asshole. So in that same scene, my next note, she swings a stick, stupid.
Why does that stand out for you?
So in that same scene, she find like the dude is all like, you know, I'm just keeping you around because I like boning you. You know, I like putting it to you, something weird, something fierce.
That's what Matt's like. Has he already done it?
You get the idea. They probably have. Later on, I'll get into it.
I mentioned one when she's like, not now and shit. But
I'll get into it in a little bit. But okay. So he like hits her. He hits her twice.
Wow.
Which I was like, man, they're really going there, aren't they? And it's like open hand slaps, like, you know, wrestling style, like chops to the chest.
So he was like, you know, I'll tie your shit, bitch. Woo!
Yeah. Then he elbow dropped her. No, he like hit her. And the first one, she like no-sold the first one. It was just acting normal.
No-so.
She hulked up. She, you! And he hit her again. And she gets out of the car all pissed off. And she picks up this pipe out of nowhere and starts hitting his truck.
Yeah.
But, like, imagine if you were mad and you were going to swing a pipe. You would, like, two-hand the bottom of it like a baseball bat.
Yeah.
She's, like, gripped it from right in the middle. And instead of, like, swinging it, like, from your side, she's kind of doing this weird overhand, like, dainty swing that just looks dumb. Like, I don't know. I would just imagine in your anger you would swing the shit out of this pipe.
Yeah.
But no, she decided to... I don't even know what the hell was going on with that. Like, somebody should have... Like, the stunt coordinator should have been like, maybe we should refilm this.
Yeah.
This... I don't know. My next note is, oh, how emotional. This is her big scene. And she's no virgin.
Oh, so if I throw it out there.
So, she goes to her dad. And she's all beat up. She's in the church. Her dad's like, did fucking Ren do this? I knew he did this shit. Because just during the whole movie, everybody's needlessly upset at him. Like, the principal's all like, I knew your mom. She was like a handful just like you, which kind of made it seem like he fucked her before.
Yeah.
But, like, the cops are always on his ass. Fucking everyone's just pissed off at the new guy for some reason.
Yeah.
And he's all like, did Ren do this? I'm going to have him arrested. And she's trying to give this emotional speech of like, you don't know me, dad, and fucking, you know, you pushed your son away and all this shit. And she's all like, she tells him, like, I'm not a virgin. Which makes that earlier scene of her, like...
Like, not now.
Yeah.
It makes no sense, because he probably already fucked her.
Yeah, so it's like... I mean, I can understand, like, maybe she just wasn't in the mood. Like, that's fair. But...
I have an idea, but I think it would make it more deeper than what they were trying to do. Maybe she just felt like she wanted more than just sex with him, but that's all he wanted.
And you would... Yeah. I mean, you would think maybe she sees that. I have no idea. Like, I'm not going to give this movie a pass. This movie's fucking boring.
But here's another thing about it. They're all fucking with Ren. It comes to the idea of, just because he's an outsider, you would think it wouldn't be such an interracial place like it is.
I brought that up before. Like, you see what I mean here?
Yeah.
And, my next note, second dude to hit her in two scenes in a row. So,
wow.
So she says some shit to her dad about, like, and I'm not a virgin. He slaps her too. And,
damn.
And it was literally the scene where her boyfriend hits her. She swings the stick, stupid. Cut to the church. She talks shit to her dad. He hits her too.
So everybody just taking their turns hitting her, smacking her.
And I was like, where are you going with this movie? Like, is this just the end of the movie? Is going to be all punching her and shit? Like, it was just real weird. It was weird to get two of those scenes in a row.
Like, is it an editing issue? Like, maybe they could have cut in something in between?
No. Like, I know that they were trying to make the dad to be like, he just doesn't get it. I feel like the slap was a little over the top. I know they're trying to make the boyfriend out to be history's greatest monster.
Yeah.
You know, like an obvious douche.
Because, you know, women nowadays need everything painted out for them. If they don't get it, slap.
My God. Speaking of history's greatest monster.
I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying the idea of it. There's a lot of movies where, as a guy, I can see a movie and get the idea of it. This guy's a dick.
As a guy? Come on. Everybody can do that.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm just noticing. Like, I've seen movies like this guy's a dick. Immediately, I catch the idea of it. He's a dick. Who's their targeted audience that to speak to with that?
So what you're saying is women shouldn't go watch movies and stay in the kitchen and make sandwiches? That's what it sounds like you're saying.
No, I'm not saying all that.
That's what it sounds like you're saying.
I'm just saying, every Lifetime movie, the guy is complete fucking dick. He can't just be somewhat of a dick. Can't just be a bad boyfriend. He's like over the top.
Yeah, but there's over the top villains in action movies too.
I'm not talking about action, but I mean like just a guy who's just a complete super dick for no reason.
You know what? Let's get back to Footloose here.
I also had to cut loose for a moment.
Okay, now the wife thinks the laws were wrong. So, it was about 5 years or 3 years in between the death and where we are now. After, like, the slap scene, there's kind of this talk between the wife, the preacher's wife, and the girl, where she has an emotional moment where she's all like, I never believed in these laws or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, then why the fuck did you let him pass? Why are you choosing now of all times to be like, hey, you were wrong for any of this? Like, why are you going to speak up now? You could have literally been like, I think you're going too far with this shit, preacher guy. But no. Now is her time to fucking be like, you know what, he was full of shit the whole time. My next note. Man, I'm old. The original came out in 84, which I think we already talked about.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a fight scene at the end where the boyfriend, my note here is I wish they were dance fighting.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So the dick boyfriend shows up, they have their big prom, you know, the preacher's had his eyes opened and he's ready to turn it all around.
Yeah.
So do they reverse the law? No. So they just work around it, which is like, why was this even in the movie then if you were just going to work around it anyways?
Yeah.
The guy, Ren, he works at a cotton mill that's outside of the city limits.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could dance there. And,
so nothing's really resolved in the town.
I guess they made open people's eyes, made them more sympathetic. I have no idea. Who cares, man? Fuck this movie. So the boyfriend shows up, he's all pissed off. He's got to get his final comeuppance of the movie.
Yeah.
You know, him, Ren's new friend that he made that is pointless. He's kind of a comedic character. They have this big fight. And it's kind of whatever. The old man who runs the mill, like, punches one of the kids. And he's all like, fight fair, motherfucker. No, he doesn't say motherfucker, but he's just like, fight fair.
Yeah.
And just the whole time, I wish they were dance fighting. I don't know why. Maybe throw some breakdancing moves on each other.
Yeah.
I don't know. I needed something. And so they have the big prom. Everything's nice. Everything's working out. And I have my final note. Not a good cover of Footloose over the end.
So the end credits play Footloose again, but the cover version?
When they have their final dance for the prom, where everyone cuts loose, they have like a pretty shitty cover of Footloose. Like, you hear Footloose in the beginning of the movie, and you hear the cover at the end. So it's not like they're that far from your mind to like compare.
Yeah, they're both of this within the same film.
Yeah. They're probably 2 hours apart, because the movie's 2 hours. Doesn't need to be 2 hours. And, it's just not a good cover, man. They're fucking... And this is the final dance number of the movie. 2 hours, three dance scenes. One of them, the guy by himself, the big prom number. Oh, there's also... They go to a country western bar, and there's some line dancing. But who gives a shit? Like, even that wasn't cool. Like, it's just... Who gives a fuck about this movie? Like... I want to be fair and say maybe if younger audiences would like it. If you've never seen the original, maybe you'll think this is a lesser entry to the dance genre.
Yeah.
But, fuck it, man. It's fucking boring. Like, I didn't care about it. Like I said, I knew I was going to sound like an old man.
Well, my whole thing is, I wanted you to watch it simply to know if it actually matched up to the original or if it was just a cash grab. It sounds more like a cash grab than anything, basically.
It is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, so I finally got my answer on the movie I never wanted to watch, but I was really curious about. And I have to apologize for putting you through that, because you lost 2 hours of your life.
Did I?
Yeah, you'll never get back.
Full disclosure, I was doing other shit while I was watching this movie.
Okay.
I was fucking downloading stuff on iTunes. I was fucking messing around on Tumblr. I was just doing anything. I did anything to fucking bide my time and do other shit. Because if I literally just watched it, I probably would have had more hate for it than I did now.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of small in a window in the corner. Like, it was in the corner, and I was doing other shit in the other corner.
Yeah.
So that helped a lot. I couldn't imagine just sitting down and wanting to watch it, though.
This too much for you?
It's just boring. Who cares? I've seen the original, and the original is okay. Like, if the original is just okay, and this is lesser than the original, what the hell do you think that is?
Alright, well, I love Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. I actually did enjoy that film. There were times I actually got a little lost in, I guess, the premise of it. I actually had it confused with what I thought it would have been, considering what it ended up being. But at the end of the day, it was a really good film. I actually did like the characters. I think, like, Tucker and Dale were actually relatable. And they're simple guys. There's nothing complex about them. You know, they just want to have a little townhouse, which is pretty shitty. It's a shitty townhouse, right?
Well, they're not rich.
But they're not rich, and you can tell they're going to try and make the best of what they have and do the best they can with what they have. And the fact that this shitty townhouse is like a big deal to them, it's pretty cool. You know, it's pretty cool they're happy together as friends. So, you know, when they meet someone, Allison, who's part of the group, and... She kind of strays off and she hits her head, and they actually bring her in, and she sees they're really nice people and get along with them. It's pretty cool. Then Dale gets the girl at the end, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think if you're a bigger fan of horror, I figured you would at least pick up on all the tropes. Like we were saying earlier, the like, we got your friend.
Yeah, I got that. I mean, I got the idea of what they were doing. I understood it. I liked seeing it from both points of views. I really enjoyed the film. I guess what I'm looking for it wasn't the same. But at the same time, I still did enjoy the film enough where I would actually watch it again.
What the hell did you think the movie was going to be? Like, what did Tucker and Dale vs. Evil say to you when I just said you're going to watch Tucker and Dale vs. Evil?
Well, with the fucking poster with Dale holding a big-ass chainsaw, I thought it was going to be simply, there is actually a killer who's killing these kids off, but they're actually being blamed for it. And eventually they found, the kids find out that it's not Tucker and Dale, that it's someone else. Or maybe another group of people. And Dale and Tucker end up protecting the group, end up being heroes at the very end.
So if I would have told you, hey, this is all like, they're making fun of the tropes of comedy, which I felt like would have ruined it, would have kind of ruined the surprise, seeing as how you've never seen it.
No, I actually figured it would be making fun of it, but at the same time, I figured it would be a comedy and making fun of certain things, but I guess it felt like there was no... I guess with everyone killing themselves or accident, it takes away from any kind of horror for me, I guess you could say.
Well, it's not trying to be scary.
It's not trying to be scary, but it kind of like who killed who or whatever. It's like, I know everyone's killing themselves or accident, and an entire cast killed on accident. I mean, I'm not knocking that. It's part of the story. It's funny.
Well, to be fair, the entire cast was not killed on accident.
Well, yeah, well, actually, two people survived. Well,
no, because remember, the kid kills people in the beginning, and they end up killing him.
Well, he doesn't die, though.
Well,
because the beginning shows that he didn't actually die.
They're also setting up the trope of the killer always gets away.
Yeah, so I get the idea of that. I guess you could say... I just thought it would have been a killer. I thought it would have been a killer the entire time. And they had to deal with this killer who they were being blamed for.
Well, okay, like I said, if I would have told you that it was a comedy going into it and they were just making fun of all this, would it have been different?
No, because I actually knew it was a comedy. I thought it would just be played for laughs.
If I told you the premise going into it.
Oh, that they weren't actually getting killed by anyone, that they were just getting killed by themselves?
Yeah.
Well, I would have to watch it anyway because you fucking told me to.
Yeah, but part of the fun is not knowing anything and going into
it. Yeah. But you know, at the same time, I did enjoy it. It's me, really. It's not the movie. It's just me perceiving it to be a certain way, and it wasn't. But that doesn't knock the movie. I still enjoyed it. But it does get kind of weird when it finally switched to like, oh, there's a killer at the very end of it.
Yeah, and even I admit the movie kind of takes a weird turn when it gets to that.
Because I get settled into like, okay, this is how things are. I didn't expect this, and then it turns to like what I thought it was at the very end. But other than that, it was fine. I enjoyed it. And I guess with a bigger budget, which is not their fault, you know, it could have turned out really well. But I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. Now, Footloose.
I wasn't a fan. I mean, I've been saying it over and over. It's not awful. But I'm not the audience for it. And I think even the audience for it would be, like, not very interested in it. Because like I said, Footloose is a dancing movie. It's all about you want to see people dancing.
Yeah.
And we have like a billion other movies with dancing. Like High School Musical is full of dance numbers and shit. Yeah. And you'd probably rather watch that than fucking the remake of Footloose. You know, even the lesser step-ups, the 3Ds to the streets and what have you.
Yeah.
You know, any of the other kind of myriad of dancing films would be better. But, you know, not for me. I would say it sucks, but... Maybe somebody will find enjoyment out of it. Maybe a younger person will get something out of it.
Well, that's all time after today's show. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Check out our Tumblr page. Check us out on iTunes. Please download us. Subscribe to us. Let us know how we're doing. I'm Notorious J.I.M.
And I'm Julian.
And I bid you a good day.